Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the second Sunday of Advent, 2024. Sunday's responsorial psalm was turned into a hymn that would eventually give our pop culture the raw materials it needed to stereotype Christians and Christianity. It did so through a wide variety of negative characters in films and TV. From the evil phony preacher played by Robert Mitchum in the film The Night of the Hunter, to the nice but dopey Ned Flanders in the TV sitcom The Simpsons. But shining Advent's light of hope on that old Protestant hymn they sang, Bringing in the Sheaves, may help us Catholics better appreciate the joy the psalmist was able to find in real life's tragedies. I won't sing it, but I'll recite it for you. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze, by and by the harvest and the labor ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Psalm 126 inspired Knowles Shaw to write this hymn in 1874. Like the people who wrote this Sunday's scripture readings, Shaw discovered how to resurrect divine joy from human tragedy. His raw materials were redemption, hope, and gratitude. Biblical scholars believe Psalm 126 was written by Ezra, leader of Israel, in the time of the Israelites' return from Babylonian captivity. Pay special attention this Sunday as we read, Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. We'll then respond, The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Sunday's first reading offers the joy of Baruch, scribe for the prophet Jeremiah, who shared in that prophet's vision of worshipers gathering together from the east and the west. Baruch chapter 5. There, escapees from various imprisonments voiced gratitude for God's bringing them home to Jerusalem. The routes they took required various strategies to reach the level ground that would let them all see the light of God's face. Quote, For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. Unquote. Christ's apostle, Paul, shared in that prophetic vision, despite immersion in the darkness of a prison cell, from which he wrote Sunday's letter to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 1. His message is full of joy, encouraging his church to rejoice in God's word, despite the suffering and anxiety of their own prison cells. Quote, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. Unquote. Finally, we have John the Baptist, whose prison was the desert. Temperature and topography were no match for his joy, though, because he and his followers were in the rewarding business of sheaves harvesting and distribution. Quote, Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. That's Luke chapter 3. We all know how John the Baptist died. The head of Christ's cousin was delivered to his enemies on a silver platter from a chopping block in or near his prison cell. But the Baptist's words survive, as do Knowles Shaw's, who died in a train wreck. Before that derailment, Shaw managed to save the life of a fellow passenger. This minister he was talking to at the time reported the last words Shaw said to him in a conversation they were having just before their rail car crashed and Shaw pushed him to safety. Quote, It is a grand thing to rally people to the cross of Christ. Unquote. The birth of Christ in our hearts lets us share the joy his cross made possible for all prisoners of this world. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.